Michael King is with me. He is from Cleaver Fulton Rankin. Talking this morning, Michael, at the Business Network Banbridge about, among other things, intellectual property.
Yes, good morning. It's something that we're doing more and more now. We're recognising the importance of intellectual property in Northern Ireland. Where their tangible assets, bricks and mortar, have no value, people are now trying to exploit other intangibles. It's basically there's money and ideas.
And lots of people with lots of questions, because this has implications for virtually every business.
Yeah. Every business, no matter how big, how small, has value in their ideas. Northern Ireland especially, we're a highly educated populace. All of us have ideas, and all of them are worth protecting.
Well, some of us are worrying about breaking those laws, but some of us don't realise that we actually need to protect those very ideas we have ourselves, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, our view would be proactive protection. People actually recognising value in things and protecting it. You're not breaking laws, but at the same time, you want to actually protect what you've got.
And what's the simplest way for a business to do that?
Well, firstly, we would always recommend look and see where the value in your business is, where the ideas are, and then when you find out where the ideas are, there will be various means of protecting them. But the first stop is almost prioritising and protecting your IP.
Well, one surprise, for certainly for myself and for others perhaps, was the suggestion that you could, if you've come up with something that you feel is a unique or indeed your property, that you can put a trademark on it,
yeah,
even though that's not a completely enforceable trademark situation.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between registered and unregistered trademarks. You don't have to have a registered trademark to get protection. You can have a trading name that's got goodwill and reputation. That doesn't need to be registered, and you would put after that a TM. You can only put an R with a circle around it when it's actually registered. But it's to know that registration is an additional benefit. It's easier to protect, but it's not absolutely necessary.
Lots of interest when we were talking about the internet and protecting oneself, yeah, in that particular area and field.
Yeah. I mean, the two issues nowadays are cyber squatting, and it's registering or maintaining a website in bad faith. We also see with the generation of social media, Facebook, Twitter, that blogs are coming more and more defamation claims. It's hard to deal with those particular issues as they arise on the internet. I mean, the law applies equally to the internet, but it's just a different means and mechanisms of protecting your rights under it.
Plenty of food for thought in all areas this morning.
Definitely. Thank you.
Michael, thanks very much for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Paddy is with us here at the meeting this morning. Paddy, very interesting meeting on intellectual property, and you had one or two questions yourself.
Yeah, well, obviously in our marketplace, it's something that we're always conscious of, either on for our own purposes, because we do create software, and obviously we want to protect that. Our business model is based on licensing our software, so obviously we need to protect that. And then on behalf of other clients who may not be as informed on the whole issue of IP, copyright, and copyright infringement. So it's an area that we're constantly interested in, and in the digital world, it's an area that is still being defined, as was outlined this morning.
By the number of questions, it was very useful and informative to lots of members here.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those talks that on paper sometimes you think, oh right, legal speak, not be, but yeah, on the contrary, obviously very pertinent at the moment, relevant for a lot of the businesses in the room, either, again, because they work and generate copy in their own right, or they work on behalf of people who obviously they'd be thinking about protecting their IP. So yeah, incredibly relevant, and perhaps we need to have further talks on specific areas that were maybe outlined at a higher level this morning.
On a slightly different note, a message at the end of the meeting this morning, you made a little announcement.
Yes, Donna, I am deciding to call it a day as such. As you know, myself and a couple of the others here started this group up probably going on 4 years ago. Hard to believe that 4 years have passed. I feel that in any organization, new blood is essential for it to remain vibrant. At a personal level, I feel very happy that I've seen the group not only grow, but remain sustained, and I feel we've now reached a format that it can continue to grow.
Well, Paddy Rooney, thank you very much, not alone for your chairmanship, but for the meeting this morning.
Thanks, Donna. Good luck.